We gather young and old and in between, each made in God's image, each full of promise. We gather empowered by the Spirit to seek justice, to love kindness, and to try to be humble in our steps. Come, let us worship God on this children's Sabbath day.
Let us worship God together.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Found yourself at Old South Church in Boston, where people of all sizes, ages, shapes, and hues are welcome and cherished. Welcome to the shy and squirmy, the teddy bear clutching, and the bold. Welcome to the boys in tutus, the girls who slay dragons, to the outspoken, the diagnosed, the temper tantrum throwing, and the sweet cuddly people too. Welcome to the Church of Mother Goose, and Benjamin Franklin, and to this morning at Festival Worship, where we celebrate a children's Sabbath. You may find that the worship leaders are a bit younger than you remember, but do not be fooled. You will encounter the same sweet spirit, the same moving music, and the same centering scriptures that you would on any other day at Old South Church. Welcome home. We're glad to see you. Let's worship God together. I'd also like to draw your attention to the announcement sheet found inside your bulletin. There are three I would like to highlight for you. The first is Community Hour Series UCC Living Our Faith. It is on Sundays, October 27th, Sunday, November 3rd, Sunday, November 10th. The second is City Strings Benefit Concert, Sunday, October 27th at 3 p.m. in Jordan Chapel. City Strings United provides free cello lessons for youth from underserved communities. Come support this wonderful organization and enjoy an afternoon of music and refreshments. The third is Build a Bed, Day of Service and Bed Sponsorship. Saturday, November 2nd, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. followed by a community luncheon in Mary Norden Hall.
Is Henry here? Henry, will you help me? Thank you.
May the peace of Christ be with you. Now pass it on.
It is such a special day in the life of our church, and it is a day made extra special by our kids, who show us that our church is made up of all people, from the smallest to the tallest. And we are blessed today to also welcome some new members. And I'm going to ask Chara to come up and help me as we welcome our new members into the life of the church. Chara, you want to come up? Come on up here. And I'd also invite our new members to come forward, and also Kate Silfen, our deacon, who is helping us with our new members. You'd come up here to the front of the chancel. So joining us today, we have Rika and David Black, Jesse Azevedo, and Tommy also, and of course, Sean Fiedler, our acting associate minister. So if you'd follow along in your bulletins, we're going to do our litany of joining.
In Christ, these people have been led by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to enter a covenantal relationship with Christ. And with you, we are all here to endeavor to love God with our heart, soul, and mind.
Friends,
do you promise by the grace of God to continue in the life of faith, be Christ's disciple, resist oppression and evil, show love and justice, and bear witness to Jesus Christ as best you are able?
I promise with the help of God.
Do you promise to walk with us in faithfulness and love, and to participate in the life of this church by worshiping God with us, and offering your time, talent, and treasure for the ministry of the church?
I promise with the help of God.
We then welcome you as parents and the partners in the common life of this church, and we expand this circle of community, all rising in body or spirit to share our covenant of mission with you.
I do now, in the presence of God and before this assembly, give myself to the one whom Jesus called Abba, Father, as the God in whose love I am grounded and whose realm I serve. To Jesus Christ, God incarnate, to whom I surrender and who rules my life. To God, the Holy Spirit, as the one who sustains, recreates, and guides me. I will share God's everlasting covenant by loving and living responsibly in communion with this one God. And I do furthermore engage to walk with my brothers and sisters in the wider church and the Old South Church, secure in God's grace, prepared in gratitude to live by the promise and serve in the hope of the gospel.
In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of Old South Church, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, welcoming you into the company of this local church.
Let us give our new members a round of applause.
Thank you. There was once someone who did such amazing things and said such wonderful things that people followed him. As they followed him, they heard him speaking of many things. Sometimes people asked him questions. One day, a person asked him what the most important thing in his life is. The person he asked said, "You already know." "That is true, I do. It is to love God and to love people just like they are your neighbors." The person paused a while and thought. Then he asked another question. "But who is my neighbor?" The person he asked then told this parable. There is once someone who went from Jerusalem down to Jericho. As he went along his way, he was attacked by robbers. They hurt him, took everything that he had, and left him by the side of the road half dead. There was also a great priest of the temple who went on the road from Jerusalem down to Jericho. As he went along his way, he came to the place where the person who had been hurt had everything taken from him and had been left by the side of the road half dead. When the priest came to him, the priest went to the other side and went along his way. There was also someone else who worked at the temple who went from Jerusalem down to Jericho. He was one of the people who helped the priest, took care of the temple, and helped with the music. He was called Levite. When Levite came to the place where the person who had been hurt had everything taken from him and had been left by the side of the road half dead, he went to the other side and he went along his way. There was also a person who went on the road who did not live in Jerusalem. He was visiting from a country called Samaria. And the people in Samaria did not like the people in Jerusalem, and the people in Jerusalem did not like the people from Samaria. When the stranger came to the place where the person who had been hurt had everything taken from him and had been left by the side of the road half dead, the stranger went to him. The stranger put medicine on the places where the person was hurt. He gave him his coat to put on. Then he put him on his donkey and took him to the place to spend the night. The stranger even stayed with him all the night. And in the morning, he gave the innkeeper enough money for him to stay there until he was well.
This year, Old South Church in Boston is celebrating our 350th anniversary. And through these 12 months of celebration, we've been encouraged to make a practice of showing or noticing kindness. You may have noticed or remember that in the tower entry where you entered, there is a kindness counter. It is a vestibule with rose petals where if you notice an act of kindness or you do an act of kindness, we're asking you to take one of those little red rose petals and to put it into the counter, and we're collecting all of the rose petals all year long so that we can track all of the kindnesses that we're collecting throughout the year. I think that part of the intention of this practice of focusing on kindness is to seek out and encourage transformation from a self-centered place into a community-centered place, that perhaps through the practice an intention of seeing opportunities for kindness, that as a church we might grow towards being more connected and sensitive of others. So on that theme, I asked the children of our church to teach us a little bit about what they know about kindness. You'll see they know quite a lot. I asked them to share their own stories of doing or receiving kindness, and to reflect a little bit about what they learned and what we might learn from a practice of kindness. We have two students who will be speaking to us this morning. Edie, I think you're first.
Hi, I'm Edie Proegas. I am a sixth grader in the middle school, in Melrose Middle School. I have been coming to Old South Church for my entire life, and I am here to tell you about what happened to one of my friends and how I helped her. One time I was leaving school and I saw her running around crying. I knew she was sad and I wanted to help her, and so I asked if she was okay, but I knew she wasn't. And she said that she needed to go talk to a teacher because she was sad and angry. So I took her back to her classroom and that she had run away from during school. She was crying because she had been bullied by a few boys in the sixth grade. One of the boys in our grade, he bullies a lot of people a lot. He had stolen something of hers and was keeping it away from her. I told her everything was going to be okay and that she should calm down. So so she felt less alone and better about herself. We talked and talked until she was laughing, and she said that she was fine. The situation made me feel bad, and I was sad because she is a good friend and did not deserve it. I also did not know why people would want to bully her for that. The friend of mine is kind of an outsider of the school, and that's why she was bullied. I feel that it is impolite and not nice. Helping makes me feel good about myself, and it makes other people feel better too. If I help someone, I hope that the person that I help will go and help someone else in return, and the helping will be multiplied. This is all about bullying, and the reason I told you this is to tell you that it hurts. Another reason I told you the story is that I could tell you that you should never bully anyone, even if you're not a big fan of them. And you should always help people, even if you're not a big fan of them. Also, you should just never bully. Thank you.
I want to share with you an act of kindness that I did at school. When I was in fourth grade, we had an assignment called non-traditional homework. Students picked their own subject to research. There were 4 weeks to learn about a subject, prepare a presentation, and present your topic. Some of the topics I chose that year were salamanders, Big Ben, and Kemba Walker before he played for the Celtics. A good friend of mine was giving a presentation on people with disabilities, mainly people in wheelchairs. She was at the front of the room. The other kids, including me, were sitting on the rug. I sat in the front row because I wanted to see everything up close. My friend began her presentation, reading from her paper. About 3 minutes into her presentation, in the middle of a sentence, she stopped. I noticed she was beginning to cry. It didn't seem as if she knew what to do. I looked towards the teachers, but she didn't seem to notice my friend's emotions or act on it. So I thought, something must be done. The other kids were staring at my friend. That's when I got up. My classmates were surprised to see me get up, but I had to do it. When I stood up, I asked, "Are you okay?" My friend shook her head. I asked, "Do you want me to finish your non-traditional homework for you?" She said, "Yes." I finished her non-traditional homework. I felt good, and I know my friend felt good too. Practicing kindness is about paying attention to the people around you, whether you know them or not. It's about really seeing someone and doing what you can to help them. I'm not so afraid of speaking in front of crowds. I'm speaking in front of a pretty big crowd right now. But my friend was. I could help her with that. Now there's something I want you to do. I want you to go out in the world and tell one person or more something kind. Promise to be there for them every step of the way, to watch out for them, and always be there for each other. Thank you.
Our students, we encourage them to do a lot of things in church school, to learn the stories. And at a certain point, third grade, we give them a Bible so that they might stop just hearing the stories that we're telling them and start reading some of the stories for themselves. This Bible is one that I received in third grade many, many years ago. It says, "This Bible was presented to Kate Meacham on the 28th day of September, 1986. By First United Methodist Church, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I kept this Bible by my bed, and I won't tell you and lie that I read it every night, but I certainly picked it up and paged through it many a night. I'd read a story here and a story there. Didn't have a real order to it. Surprising, I'm sure. I read stories I'd never heard of, stories that I liked and wanted to reread. I got to know the different characters of the Bible. Some I didn't really understand. And some I really found I loved. Jesus was one of the people whose stories I found myself going back to over and over again, and really drawing on his wisdom and learning from his actions. Through my Bible, I realized that I really did love this guy, Jesus, and I learned that I can trust that God will always be here for me. I was also reminded every time I looked at this page that my church loved me enough to give me this Bible. This Bible has been a lamp to my feet, and I hope that it will be to our students too. So I'm going to ask our two students, Jasper and Josie, to come forward to receive your Bibles this morning. Josie. I know there's just two, it's hard. There's two in the really big room. We had six students receive their Bibles earlier today. Jasper, can you come forward, please? John, I need Jasper. The ushers want him to usher, and I want him here. Push, pull, push, pull. Poor buddy. So these Bibles have been inscribed for each of you with your full names in them, but I'm just going to read two of your names. Josephine Lee Armont, here is your Bible. And Jasper Clark, here is your Bible. Now let me tell you, we're going to ask everyone out there to help us bless these Bibles to the children and the children to the Bibles. So you guys, if you'll hold them up, they're going to get heavy though, so get your strong arms. If you'll hold them up, everybody else, if you'll hold your hands up in the ancient posture of Christian blessing, thank you. Holy God, thank you for inspiring the writers of the Bible. Thank you for encouraging them to tell us your story and to wrestle with meaning. Be with each of these students as they explore your words. Bless them to each other, the students and the Bibles, that their walk together might be long and fruitful. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, and we all say, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
May the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts.
Christ is our peace, our light, and our hope.
Let us pray. Dear God, as children we are taught to pray at mealtimes and before going to bed. But even at my age, life gets complicated, and it seems like praying more often would be a good thing to do. There are so many things that are either really, really wonderful or really, really scary, and being able to name those things to you in prayer feels like handing them over to someone who can handle these really big things. Lord, it is amazing to me that you care as much about a baby's giggle as you do to a parent's worry, or when I pray about something that may seem silly. Thank you for loving each of us just as we are, and for the opportunities you give us to do your work. Help us all to continue trying to know you more, letting you into our lives, and allowing you to change our hearts and actions. As a kid, God, I don't really understand why there isn't enough for everyone. Please be with the families who struggle to eat and stay warm. Please be with the people looking for a home that is safe, and with the children whose families aren't able to care for them. Help us kids who have warm beds and more food than we want to eat. Help us to really see those other kids. Help us to see them and to be moved to compassion. I pray for the courage to practice kindness to other people and to this wonderful world you gave us. We can each do little things that together might make a big difference. And we pray for all the things that are too big for words as we come to you in silence. Please join me as we pray the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This part of worship functions to say a little bit about how part of being a Christian is about giving back. And some of us give back in different ways, but one way we practice giving back is through donating to the offering each week. I'm a kid. When people ask me to give money for something, I just turn to my dads because they have the money, not me. I think that maybe that's what happens on the street sometimes with adults too. When someone asks for money, we think that maybe it's someone else's job to give it and not our own. This morning, I want to remind you that every single quarter helps and that I'll be giving my own quarter today too. This morning, we will receive an offering for the Neighbors in Need Fund, a special UCC offering that supports Ministry of Justice and Compassion through the United States. You can contribute to this fund through using the special envelope in your bulletin or by writing Neighbors in Need in the memo line of your check. The offering will now be given and received. Gifts be transformed into food, warmth, encouragement, and care. In the name of your child, Jesus Christ, we all pray. Amen.
Amen. As you go from this place, remember that transformation takes time and practice. As kids, we're practicing things all of the time, trying to get better at it. I hope you'll join me in practicing kindness, and hopefully every day will make this life that we live together a little bit easier for those around us. Go in kindness.
Amen.